Alleged Mississippi 13, members among 225 cases in relation to immigration and border security. Texas Border Business, U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas, Houston. A total of 225 cases have been filed in border security-related matters from March 28 to April 3. As part of those cases, 70 face allegations of illegally re-entering the country, with the majority having felony convictions such as narcotics, violent and/or sexual crimes, and prior immigration offenses, among others. A total of 144 people face charges of illegally entering the country. 9 cases involve various instances of human smuggling, with others relating to firearms and assault of a federal officer. Among those charged as part of these cases include an illegal alien and a McAllen resident who are now in custody for alien smuggling, resulting in 2 deaths. Vicente Garcia Jr. was allegedly transporting 1 illegal alien whom he was to transfer to Jose Alexis Beza Cambaluger. Beza Cambaluger had 4 other illegal aliens in his vehicle and departed the area with the passengers, but eventually came to a stop due to a flooded road, according to the charges. When authorities attempted to make an approach, he allegedly accelerated and drove through a flooded area and eventually drove into a canal. Law enforcement immediately began rescue operations, but 2 drowned, including a 14-year-old child, according to the charges. If convicted, they face up to life in prison or the possibility of a death sentence. 4 of those charged in illegal reentry cases include 2 El Salvadoran males who are identified as potential Mississippi 13 gang members. Authorities found Edwin Giovanni Parada Granados near Hidalgo less than a year after he was previously removed, according to the charges. Misael Antonio Mendez Mendez was allegedly found near Mission, having previously been removed less than 6 weeks ago. The charges allege he is also a convicted felon. Another El Salvadorian male is alleged to be a convicted sex offender. Nicolas Alberto Hernandez Lopez was previously sentenced to 60 months for second-degree sexual assault, according to the charges, and had been removed in 2023. However, he was found again in the United States near Escobarras. Law enforcement also encountered Cesar Humberto Leal Garcia unlawfully in the country and attempted to place him into custody, according to a criminal complaint. At that time, he allegedly assaulted 2 Border Patrol agents. Leal Garcia is now charged with illegal reentry and assault on a federal officer. He has 4 prior convictions for illegal reentry after removal, according to the allegations. Also charged this week is a Mexican national facing charges of trafficking firearms and smuggling goods from the United States. Pedro Cardiel Rodriguez allegedly attempted to transport a 9mm pistol and 1,852 rounds of ammunition to Mexico through the Brownsville Gateway International Bridge. He purchased the pistol on behalf of an individual in Mexico, according to the allegations. Other relevant matters announced this week include the sentencing of a repeat illegal alien offender sent to prison for 33 months in a case out of the Brownsville Division. Fidel Jose Ramirez has other criminal convictions, including driving while intoxicated, assault, family violence, criminal mischief, and possession of a controlled substance. He was first ordered removed from the United States in 2019 and was previously convicted of being an alien unlawfully found in the United States after removal in 2023. After his conviction and subsequent removal, he had illegally re-entered the country January 3, 2024, after crossing the Rio Grande River. In Corpus Christi, an illegal alien with 7 DWIs was also ordered to prison. In handing down the 24-month sentence, the court noted Arturo Cruz Badillo's previous driving while intoxicated convictions, DWI, and how they are very dangerous for communities and its citizens. He has 7 prior DWI convictions in addition to a conviction for battery, and was removed from the country 3 times between 2012 and 2023. However, on August 22, 2024, law enforcement discovered Cruz Badillo again in the country along with 10 other illegal aliens being smuggled in a commercial cargo trailer. Also announced this week was the conviction of another human smuggler in an event that resulted in death. Jose Guadalupe Antonio Arredondo admitted to assisting in the smuggling of an illegal alien July 12, 2024. He guided the illegal alien and a brush guide to the border wall before he returned to Mexico. However, after they crossed the wall, the alien had trouble breathing and ultimately collapsed. The alien was pronounced deceased July 17, 2024. Also in McAllen, a Mexican citizen illegally residing in San Benito was indicted for using someone else's identity to pose as an American citizen. Cristina Amezcua Valencia allegedly applied for a U.S. passport, claiming the identity of another individual. She later utilized the passport containing the individual's name and date and place of birth so she could enter the U.S. from Mexico, according to the charges. If convicted, Amezcua faces up to 10 years for the false statement in application of a U.S. passport and up to 3 years for false claim to U.S. citizenship. She will also be ordered to serve a mandatory 2 years for identity theft, upon conviction, which must be served consecutively to any other prison term imposed. These cases were referred or supported by federal law enforcement partners, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, ICE, Enforcement and Removal Operations, Border Patrol, Drug Enforcement Administration, FBI, U.S. Marshals Service and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, with additional assistance from state and local law enforcement partners. The cases are part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Operation Take Back America streamlines efforts and resources from the department's Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces and Project Safe Neighborhood. Under current leadership, public safety and a secure border are the top priorities for the Southern District of Texas, SDTX. Enhanced enforcement both at the border and in the interior of the district have yielded aliens engaged in unlawful activity or with serious criminal history, including human trafficking, sexual assault, and violence against children. The SDTX remains one of the busiest in the nation. It represents 43 counties and more than 9 million people, covering 44,000 square miles. Assistant U.S. attorneys from all 7 divisions, including Houston, Galveston, Victoria, Corpus Christi, Brownsville, McAllen, and Laredo, work directly with our law enforcement partners on the federal, state, and local levels to prosecute the suspected offenders of these and other federal crimes. An indictment or criminal complaint is a formal accusation of criminal conduct, not evidence. A defendant is presumed innocent unless convicted through due process of law. Updated April 4, 2025.